KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. A huge class action lawsuit stemming from California's energy crisis gets underway today in San Diego. The suit accuses Southern California Gas and San Diego Gas and Electric, along with their parent company, Sempra Energy, of conspiring to drive up prices during the state's power shortage. If Sempra loses, it could face penalties as high as $23 billion. Hundreds of workers at California's largest poultry plant walked off the job yesterday. Foster Farms workers in the Merced County town of Livingston say the company engages in unfair labor practices. From the Central Valley Bureau, Sasha Coca reports.
Most of the 2,400 workers at the Foster Farms plant are immigrants from Latin America, India, or Portugal. Arnoldo de Fajara takes care of machines that remove chicken feathers. He says after 27 years on the job, he earns just $9.33 an hour.
No hay respeto.
There is no respect. Someone who's here 20 or 30 years or 10 years gets paid the same as someone who's here 1 year. There is no seniority.
But Foster Farms Vice President of Human Relations, Tim Walsh, says the poultry plant has raised workers' pay 70 cents an hour over the last 2 years.
The wages and benefits, excellent benefits, are some of the best of any within the poultry industry. So while all of us want to make more money, this plant is one of the top paying plants in the country.
The problem with that is that the industry pays very low. So they are, according to them, the best of the worst.
Ralph Meraz heads the League of Independent Workers of the San Joaquin Valley, which represents the protesting workers.
And if you take the standard of living here in California, which is the highest, and compare it to Texas or Alabama or Mississippi, these people don't get paid as much as those people make over there.
When contract negotiations failed earlier this year, the Small Independent Workers Union decided to affiliate with the International Association of Machinists. The company says it's willing to settle disputes with the independent union, but has filed a labor complaint alleging the affiliation with the larger union is illegal. For now, the company is prepared to keep the plant running. It's brought in replacement workers for the assembly lines and says it plans to keep delivering fresh chicken to California customers. The union says the work stoppage could last indefinitely. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
The Fresno City Council is forming a task force to deal with poverty. A national study recently showed that Fresno has the highest concentration of residents isolated in extremely poor neighborhoods. And a pioneering Latino legislator is dead. Ed Roybal represented Los Angeles in Congress for 30 years. He was 89. Every now and then, politicians and others warn that businesses are fleeing California for states with lower taxes and less regulation. But how big a problem is that really? Are state policies truly killing jobs? Analysis by the Public Policy Institute of California released today suggests that the answer is no. David Newmark co-authored the study.
What you find is that business relocation, by which we mean an establishment literally getting up in one place and opening in another place.
Leaving
the state and opening up elsewhere is a very small phenomenon. There's a bigger message here, and the bigger message is what drives employment growth. It's fair to say that politicians across the board find it useful to be able to say that under their regime, job growth was very strong. And I think as an indicator of how society is doing, employment growth is a very good thing and a very important thing. There's many sources of job growth. So the debate was going on as if relocation is a big deal, and if not for relation outside of California,
unemployment would be going down.
We'd have lots lower unemployment. We'd have a lot more jobs, a lot more employment. What we really do here is try to parse out all the contributors to job change.
So when you say the numbers of businesses leaving is right. Small, give us a sense. I mean, is it 10? Is it thousands, hundreds?
If you look at this data set, and it's accurate, there are roughly 1.5 to 1.8 million business establishments in California at any point in time, from very small one-person shops to big businesses. The number that leave the state each year is in the low thousands or less. The number that come into the state is a little bit smaller than that. The net change is small. It's well under 1% of business establishments.
So it's not that businesses aren't taking jobs outside the state. It's that it's not a huge number, and some are coming in at the same time.
Right. It's interesting because if you look back to a lot of the things that are said about business relocation and the few studies that were done, They tend to talk about relocation as if it's a one-way street. There's an often publicized study from Bain & Company and the Business Roundtable that talked about, they interviewed executives and said, are you thinking of leaving? And they report some relatively high share who think they are. That's not to say they actually left, of course. But there's no attention paid in that study to businesses that come here. And even in the worst of times, businesses come here. And conversely, even in the best of times, the late 90s, businesses were leaving. One thing we speculate about is that to some extent, you can ask, what's California really good at? Why does anyone come here? And why if, given our high housing cost and congestion, you might think there should be no businesses here. But there are businesses here, and they keep coming. And what one view is that one of our advantages is highly educated labor that leads to innovative products. So you might think that one thing this economy specializes at, and Silicon Valley is a great example, is creation of new products. But when the production of those products becomes kind of routine and costs fall, production shifts to a cheaper place. And that may be a perfectly natural thing. Looked at that way, a small, steady outflow of businesses from California on net might actually be a sign of the economy doing what it does and a sign of a healthy economy.
We often hear that the reason businesses are leaving California, high taxes, a lot of regulation, hard to do business here. Are you saying that those factors don't matter to businesses?
No, that's a very important point. The limited conclusion we draw here is that the phenomenon of businesses getting up and opening elsewhere in another state is a negligible phenomenon with respect to the size of the labor market. There's a more general debate in which this appears, and that's the debate about the business climate. Do our high costs, high regulation, high taxes, et cetera, make it tough for businesses to survive here? I think that we try to be very careful to say this result is not a statement that there isn't a business climate problem. It's a statement that relocation is not an issue, and if policymakers are only worrying about relocation, they're kind of barking up the wrong tree.
David Newmark of the Public Policy Institute of California. He's co-author of a new study analyzing business relocation trends in California. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, October 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for Coverage of Healthcare in California, the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family, online at farmwater.org, and TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good, TIAA-CREF.org.